Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moeb community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. Always a privilege and an honor, and I do appreciate having that time to spend a little airspace with, or share a little airspace, I should say, with my friends here in the Moeb community. You know, I remember not too long ago seeing a video of a 15-year-old girl who was absolutely shredding on the guitar. Her fingers were just flying up and down the fretboard. She was flawlessly executing a very difficult technical song on the guitar. And what was crazy about it is you watch it and you think to yourself, okay, you know, she's just kind of effortlessly doing this. She's not breathing hard. She's not making any kind of funny faces. She's just doing her thing. So I pick up my guitar, my Gibson Explorer, and I try to do the same thing, and it doesn't even come close. And you're thinking, man, she's only 15. She must be, you know, some sort of a prodigy. What is this? What am I watching? Is this something that she was born with? Is this something that, you know, somebody injected her with? How is it possible? Sometimes we look at people who have gone from zero to six figures in their business in 6 months, and we think, wow, that must be, they must be some superhuman to be able to pull that off. We see people who can almost, it feels like they have the Midas touch. They show up, they throw a webinar up, and they do amazing sales, or they go out there and they throw up an ad, and all of a sudden their business explodes, or so we think. You see, we have to understand that while it looks easy, it may not necessarily be the case. Oftentimes, as entrepreneurs, we find ways to make things more difficult than they need to be. We find ways to make them more challenging, more complex. We put 15 steps in when two are only necessary. And we do that to ourselves, sometimes because it's a behavior pattern, sometimes it's because it's the way we were brought up. Sometimes we just think there's no possible way it could be this easy. The other side to this coin, though, is to think that it will be easy. We fall for all the marketing mumbo-jumbo. We think, oh, it's just going to be one of these things where we just show up, we just throw a switch, and all of a sudden, instant millionaire or overnight success. And while we don't want to outwardly accept that, we would never say that out loud. And if somebody said, hey, are you looking for overnight success? We would never say, yes, please. We would like to try to take the high road and think, no, I don't believe in that fairy tale. But when it doesn't happen, you see people get disappointed. They get frustrated. They start to drop out. They start to think to themselves it wasn't meant to be. I want you to know that there is a way to shortcut the learning curve. I'm not saying it's going to shortcut your results. And by no means am I saying this is a shortcut to the hard work and to the focus and to the commitment and the dedication that you have to be exceptional. But what I want to share with you is a simple formula, if you want to think of it that way. Actually, just think of it this way. There are certain things that you must do. It's not necessarily formulaic, but there are certain things that must be done in order to create that kind of momentum and those kinds of results that you want. The first thing is to watch what other people are doing, the really great ones, and look to do it yourself. Some people call this modeling. I got to be careful with the term modeling because I think in some terms or in some ways people take that as I'm going to follow the leader and do exactly what they do. And that's a dangerous thing to tell people because to try to model somebody perfectly, to try to do exactly what they do can be very frustrating. It could be the one thing that trips people up before they ever have a chance to develop their own voice, to develop their own strategy, to develop their own technique. So absolutely, go find somebody who's had some great success, somebody that you aspire to meet as far as their results or where they are in their career, whatever it looks like, whether it's business or otherwise, and look for what they do exceptionally well. But understand this, and I want to calibrate you right now. Realize that there are certain things that people do that come to them maybe perhaps more naturally. For instance, if you look at somebody who's doing really well in business and you think, wow, look at them. They do a lot of Facebook advertising or they do a lot of YouTube advertising. Maybe for them, YouTube videos are natural. They don't have to break through that learning curve of how to talk to the camera and how to be authentic and how to speak from the heart. They can sort of put aside their fears or their ego or whatever it is that's holding a person back from being able to be great at YouTube. Maybe you're a better writer, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe writing isn't the thing that comes naturally to you, but you can get in front of a camera and you can be natural. You can be authentic. It can flow from you. The point is this, is to model people that are doing well, but find something that works for you. Find something that you can actually apply yourself to and commit to. And that brings me to the second point, is to be able to commit to staying in for the long haul. See, here's the challenge. Whether you have somebody who comes in and goes from zero to six figures in 6 months, we think to ourselves, well, there it is. But it's such an anomaly. It's such an atypical story that when we get to the six-month mark, we think, well, I haven't had results. And somebody will come to me. I get this quite a bit. They'll be like, JT, I've been at this for 18 months, and I haven't gotten very good results. I'm like, 18 months? You're warming up, dude. Your engine isn't even hot yet. 18 months is a drop in the bucket. That doesn't mean you're going to get zero results. But to put so much pressure on yourself and to have such miscalibrated expectations on what you can achieve in a short amount of time, I'm not here to tell you what you can and can't do. Maybe for you, you should be able to execute inside 6 months or 12 months or 18 months or whatever it is. Perhaps for you, because you have an experience with it, you've had a track record with it, you understand it, you don't have to have that steep learning curve. For you, perhaps that short time period is more appropriate. But it's not necessarily true for all people. One thing I love to tell people is, listen, if you go into it, remember this. You're going to work harder than you imagined, and it might take longer than you think. You're going to have to be more creative. You're going to have to sacrifice more. You're going to have to go into a place of pain and discomfort more than you realize now, but that's okay. It's part of the process, and if you're willing to be in it for the long haul, if you're willing to commit to it for more than just that first surface-level joy of being in, quote, business, and you can get past that and start moving into where it becomes tedious, where it becomes frustrating, where it becomes sometimes, you know, disappointing. If you can get into that space and work through that, you're going to be just fine. People oftentimes think, listen, I'm not going to have to worry about those things. I know I hear about it all the time, and if it comes up, I'm tough enough that I'll make it through. But the rubber really meets the road, and we really find out about your character when you're in that place. What do you do next? Do you stay in the game, or do you complain? Do you ask for more? Do you dig deeper, or do you back off? Find excuses, find diversions, find certain things that will mask that pain, that frustration, that discomfort. You got to commit to staying in for the long haul. Next is not just staying in for the long haul, but putting in the hours. If you guys remember, maybe it was last week, the days kind of blur together for me, but we talked about the concept of the 10,000-hour rule. We talked about, does it really take 10,000 hours to become an expert? And my point is this, it doesn't matter how many hours it takes. Put the hours in. Put the quality hours in. Don't just punch your card as an entrepreneur. You can't do that. Employees can do that, and that's fine. But entrepreneurs that are building their own thing don't have that luxury anymore. To put in the hours means putting in quality time, committing yourself, staying focused, blocking out the distractions. If you have certain hours in the day that you can work your business, let's say you only have a couple of hours a day, then make sure those are quality hours. They're not occupied with a bunch of noise and a bunch of distractions and a bunch of things that could possibly pull you off your mission. Be as laser focused as you can and put in the hours. Next is to accept the good with the bad. And I say good kind of with those little air quotes and bad with the air quotes because so many times we want them to go the way we want them to. We want it to be fast. We want it to be natural. We want it to be smooth. We want it to be big results, but we don't want the big catastrophes. We don't want the big letdowns. We don't want the bumpy roads. But I got news for you. If you're willing to accept all of it and embrace all of it, what it does is it takes a lot of the disappointment and the frustration out of it. That's the key. That's the secret that most people don't want to talk about. Is that if you're willing to accept all of it, not just the successes, but the setbacks, the failures, the disappointments, if you're willing to accept when the great people show up, and then when the people that disappoint you and that let you down, if you're willing to accept all of that, you will have the mental toughness and the strength of character to make it through. Is it going to look easy to somebody on the outside? Probably. They're going to look at you and they're going to see how effortlessly you roll with the setbacks and the disappointments. They're going to see how humble you are in victory. They're going to see the way you go from victory and instead of resting on your laurels, you step up to that next challenge. They're going to see that and think, man, that person is a machine. And not only are they a machine, but they seem to do it so effortlessly. The whole time you know it's not effortless. You know that deep down inside, you're taking it all the good with the bad. You're working hard at what you do each and every single day with commitment, with focus. It's a full-time gig for you because you've committed to it. Next is you got to be coachable. This is very challenging. I know some great people, tremendously sharp people, strong people, talented people, people that for all intents and purposes should be at the top of their game, and yet they fail to get there. Now, does this mean that they're not destined for success? Does it mean that their greatness is just laughing at them from the other side of the fence? Absolutely not. Sometimes what it means is they just need a simple tweak. They just need one little thing that can just shift them. They don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. They don't have to throw their business plan out, burn it, and start from scratch. No, that's not what it means necessarily at all. Sometimes it just means being coachable. Sometimes it means having the courage to say, hey, I need help. By the way, asking for help is one of the great signs of strength and leadership, as long as you've done the work to help yourself first. We're not talking about the person that's completely helpless, that can't help themselves, that at the first sign of frustration or setback says, oh, I can't do this, I need help, do it for me. That's different. That's not being coachable. Being coachable says, listen, I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried to tweak it, I need help. And then being coachable enough, being open enough to hear what a person has to share with you, and then implementing what they share with you. Nothing more frustrating as a coach than to give somebody a great strategy or give them direction, have them be all excited and say, great, thank you very much, coach, and then they go and do nothing with it. Being coachable means being open. Being coachable means you're able to learn. But being coachable also means that you'll take action. You'll implement what you learned and follow through on it. And following through is part of the next piece, and that's being resilient. You see, when you look at people that look like they make it easy, you see this girl that's playing the guitar. You see the person that rips off six figures in their first 6 months. You see a person that seems to just touch things and turn to gold. The thing about that is it came through resilience. It came through doing it when they were tired. It came through doing it when they didn't feel like it. It came from doing it when they had other stuff to do. We're so busy these days. We pack our schedules full of crap, and then all of a sudden somebody comes up to us and says, hey, I need your help. And instantly, we're out of the game, or so we think. We think we're too busy to go to the gym. We think we're too busy to work the business. We think we're too busy to reach out and say hello to that person we haven't spoken to in a while. We think we're too busy even for our own self. Here's the key. If you're resilient, if you're relentless, if you refuse to let anything push you down or hold you back from your mission, then you will accomplish the mission. It's a decision, though. It's a choice. And here's the thing. It's not a set it and forget it thing, my friends. It's just not. It's a decision you're going to have to make every day, sometimes multiple times a day. You're going to be tested, and the times you're tested the most, the times when it's inconvenient, the times when you're tired, the times when you don't feel like it, the times when you're sick or maybe you've had, a bad run of luck, those are the times that matter the most, not the times when you feel great, when you pop up out of bed and you're feeling 100%. Those aren't the times that matter. The times that matter are the times you don't want to do it, but you do it anyway. Resilience is one of the great character traits of champions, one of the great character traits of leaders. And it's something that you as an entrepreneur have to have inside your tool belt in order to really create the success you want. And finally, a little bit like being coachable, but a graduate level of coachability, is being what I call a forever student. Somebody who says it's a lifetime journey to learn, not a lifetime journey to sit on webinars and go to the next thing and then listen to that and then download that free ebook and then read that and I'll get ready when I get ready. No. Being a student means we're going to take a lesson and implement it and learn from the implementation. We're willing to make mistakes. We're willing to look foolish. We're willing to lose money from time to time. We're willing to lose out on opportunities because we said, no, I'm going to stay focused tonight. Instead of going out this weekend, I know it's going to be a blast, but I got things to do. Instead of saying, oh, man, it would be a lot easier to say, no, I'll make up for the workout tomorrow. We do the workout when we're not feeling it. Being a forever student means that we're constantly sharpening the axe, constantly honing the edge of the blade, constantly looking to refine out those weaknesses, those little parts of us that say, you know what, the insecurity, the doubt, all of those things are starting to get weeded out because I am a champion and I know I'm capable of so much more. Being a forever student says, I don't know enough yet, but I know enough to take all the action. I don't know everything, but I know enough to step into my greatness and make it happen today. Being a forever student realizes that we don't have all the answers, and we don't need all the answers in order to take action. Sometimes we need just enough to give ourselves that 20 seconds of courage to prove to ourselves that we have what it takes, that we are enough, that we can make this happen, and that we'll figure it out as we go. It's a powerful way to make things look easy. You can look at somebody who's, quote, makes things look easy, but it's easy to realize. It's just as easy to realize when you look at somebody and go, ah, it's easy for them, that they have put in a ton of time. It's easy to forget that, rather. It's easy to think to ourselves, ah, it's easy for them, but for me it's going to be difficult. Realize this. If you see somebody who's amazing at what they do, business, sports, anything, music, it's because they have found somebody to model and they figured out their own way to do it. They've refined that into their practice. They've committed to staying in for the long haul, not just when they think it's going to be great, not just for the next 6 months with a tap my toe in the water and see how it goes type of attitude, but I'm in this to win it. I'm in it for as long as it takes. They put in the hours. They accepted the good with the bad. They were coachable. They were resilient. And they decided to be a forever student. Now you can go do the exact same thing. Model that. Model that. And I promise you this, my friends, when you do, not only will you create great success, but here's something interesting. It's not about the success. It's not about the result. It's about finding out who you really are at the character level and seeing that this thing you call a mission, whether it's a business or something else, means more to you than just the end game. It means more to you than just the financial payoff. It means more to you than just firing the boss or retiring a spouse or putting the kids into that beautiful school that you've always dreamed of. It means more than that. It means that you finally plugged into your purpose and that your purpose is a part of your daily life, not just something that you dream about, but something you live. And that, my friends, is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. So go out there and make it happen today and every single day, and we will see you tomorrow. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.